When the pandemic hit, the government, state and federal, came up with some wonderful schemes to help push the construction industry along, including home builder grants and up to $45,000 available in Tasmania. That's being tapered back now. And not unsurprisingly, there's been an obvious slump in activity in that area.
Yeah, look, I think it was a fair bit of ramping up to try and meet the 31st of December deadline. But the HIA,
Housing Industry Australia, yep.
Yeah, that's right. Believe that the number of successful sales for new homes is expected to surge again in March because we've got a deadline of the extension. So the scheme was extended beyond its original deadline of the 31st of December to March. However, the grant from the federal government's been reduced from $25,000 to $15,000. So they don't think that the March surge will be the same sort of size as December due to the lower grant offering, which makes sense.
Mm.
But to give you an idea and the listeners an idea, brand new homes or home sales in December increased by, this is nationally, by 91.8%.
Wow, that's never happened before on tip.
No, it's the strongest sale for new homes in the 20-year history of the HIA sales reports. Behind only, there was some more sales activity recorded in March 2001. So we're going back a long time. Look, it's the home builder has done what it needed to do, and that's really boost new home sales at the end of the year and after what's had a bit of dramatic impact in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, not unexpected, I'd suggest. The credit reporting laws have been updated. I don't understand a great deal about this, which is why we have experts like you telling us about it. So what does it mean, Justin?
Yeah, so, there's a school of thought with these new reporting laws, does it help or harm consumers? So Australians, for the first time, they'll have all their private financial hardship information included on credit reports. And that's with the passing of the National Consumer Credit Protection Amendment, Mandatory Credit Reporting Bill of 2019. It's only 2021. They haven't taken long to get it done, have they?
That's the usual parliamentary procedure, I think.
Yeah. Well, we can blame the pandemic, I suppose. So before, credit reports were only required to include credit inquiries, defaults, serious infringements, but banks now must report more about the credit history of their customers to credit agencies. So those additional details include account opening and close dates, type of credit, credit limits, if they've had any financial hardship, and up to 24 months of repayment history. And the Australian Banking Association CEO, Anna Bligh, she's welcomed the new laws across the board. She believes it's sure to result in both better deals for customers with a good credit history and better support for those experiencing financial difficulty. However, on the other side of the fence, we've had the Financial Rights Legal Centre CEO, Karen Cox. She's come out and said that given that the passing of the bill means financial hardship information will remain on a person's credit report for 12 months or more, even if they are only in hardship for a brief period of time, they're concerned that people will shy away from seeking assistance from their lenders when they become aware of these.
Yeah,
changes.
I think it's got.
Believe that.
I think it's got some good and bad points actually, and it's not going to be a one size fits all solution.
No, definitely not. But what it does do, in the past, we only looked at bad credit reporting. Now we see positive credit reporting and if people got good repayment history and they're wanting to borrow money, a lender can actually see that.
That's probably a good thing. Finally, the Australian dollar, it's almost back up to 78 cents again, so it's rebounded a bit in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's maintained its bullish stance a bit. It's sort of reached a high of 77.88 US cents, and that was probably, again, a little bit, the greenback still, the US dollar, as we call it, the greenback, that's still got a little bit of weakness. Neither the US nor Australia have sort of published any economic data, so that's there's nothing to sort of stimulate it too much. Today, the Reserve Bank published the minutes of its February meeting, so that'll be interesting to see.
I bet it was a quick one. They didn't do much.
No, it'll be interesting to see whether that has any impact tomorrow. But it's worth noting that, Chinese markets, Chinese being our biggest trading partner still, even with all the little tiffs that they're having, they're closed. The Chinese markets are closed for their
Chinese New Year
holidays.
Yeah.
So the outlook is that we'll probably break that 78 US cents. It got to 78.19 in January, and Connors believe that it's going to continue to break above that, possibly heading towards the 80-cent mark.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might do that as well. Justin, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you again same time next week.
Not a problem. Look forward to it, Martin.